Governor Andrew Cuomo has come under fire for limiting the media's access and ability to ask him questions as he faces a number of scandals. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, the strategy has so far delivered some benefits to the embattled governor.
The restrictions on the media began shortly after several current and former female aides accused the governor of sexual harassment and, in one case, sexual assault. Also, federal prosecutors were investigating Cuomo and his top aides for a potential cover-up of the number of nursing home residents who died in the pandemic. There are also allegations that the governor offered coronavirus tests to family and friends when the vast majority of New Yorkers could not get them, and that he used staff to help him write a book. Cuomo, in early March, addressed the sexual harassment charges in a briefing with reporters, saying he understood that he had behaved in ways that made some people feel uncomfortable.
And I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it.
Cuomo, who just a year ago was widely known for his daily in-person COVID briefings with journalists that were broadcast around the world, started holding events that were closed to the media, saying that the pandemic forced him to limit attendance. Most of the state's top politicians said Cuomo should resign, so the governor invited to the events allies who continued to stick with him, including longtime Cuomo family friend and NAACP president Hazel Dukes.
There you are, Dr. Hazel Dukes, my second mother.
Former Congressman Charlie Rangel, some hospital executives, and even the owners of the New York Mets. Many of the events, which resembled campaign-style rallies, were held at vaccination clinics. At them, Cuomo signaled a willingness to fight the controversies. He frequently talked about standing up to the struggles of the pandemic, but his words could also apply to the governor's own turn of fortune.
Now, when you get knocked on your rear end and you get knocked on the canvas, you see the world from a different perspective.
He says what's important is what you do next.
And the question in life, what separates winners from losers, successful people from unsuccessful people, what do you do when you get knocked flat on your back? That is the moment that decides who you are.
Cuomo continued to take a limited number of questions from the media on Zoom calls or telephone conference calls, but he rarely answered ones from journalists who are assigned to cover him. Steve Greenberg, spokesman for Siena College Polls and a political analyst, says Cuomo's actions are classic damage control tactics, and so far they've benefited the governor. A poll released in mid-April found that though the governor's personal popularity had dropped and nearly half of New Yorkers believe the sexual harassment charges are credible, he's still widely admired for his handling of the pandemic.
Right now it is working for Governor Cuomo. By a 2-to-1 margin, voters think he's doing a good job on the pandemic. So he wants to continue to focus attention on the pandemic. One, it's where the voters think he's doing well. And two, we all know the pandemic is top of mind for virtually every New Yorker.
In recent days, the governor's begun revising his approach after several articles and editorials criticized his restrictions on the media. On Monday, he held an event in Syracuse that, for the first time since last year, was open to in-person press. When questions turned to the scandals, Cuomo's tone was defiant. He denied any wrongdoing, and he turned the tables when asked about a couple of lengthy articles that detailed alleged acts of bullying by him and his staff, calling it slander.
People say a lot of things in politics. Why do people say things? Who knows? People are venal. People want attention. People are angry. People are jealous. Who knows why people spread rumors?
The governor seemed ready to continue the fight. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.